Although Jesus calls us to peace, we're still part of an army. We fight a spiritual war. Hello and welcome to Tony Broom Ministries. The following sermon from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 10 is entitled, A Good Soldier. The old song said, Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross, standing up for the Lord. Stand up for Jesus. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. The scripture this time is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. We're talking about a good soldier. Jesus has called us to peace. He said, be peaceful. The Apostle Paul did. Be peaceful with all men, as much as lies in you, as much as you can. Jesus said, love your enemies. Pray for those who curse you and despitefully use you. Bless them. Bless. While everyone else is cursing and causing trouble, we're blessing. And he says, do not render railing for railing or evil for evil, but overcome evil with good. And so the new covenant gives us power to fight our enemies with different things. We don't have to fight the enemy with the old traditional weapons of warfare. We can be peaceful. We can do more on our knees. And if you can't get on your knees in the rocking chair or couch or wherever you can be, in your bed, you can do more in prayer than 10,000 in an army. And even though we're not fighting with swords and spears and guns and torches and planes and bombs and all that, we are called to be a soldier. Jesus called us, and God calls us, to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. If you're going to be a good soldier in the army of the Lord, you may not be fighting with a sword, that is a conventional sword. We fight with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. But if you're going to be a good soldier, you have to be strong in grace. Be strong in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in grace. Grace is that which we do not merit. God allows us to be a partaker of his divine nature. He makes us where we can be in the family of God. And when you come into the family of God, you're in a family, but you're also in an army. When you give your life to Jesus, you don't give your life to him just to sit on the dock of the bay and watch the tide roll away, just go down the easy street. We're signing up for an army. We're signing up. We're enlisting. Just like if you go into the United States Air Force or Marines or Army or Navy, you're enlisting in service. And we enlist in service when we do that to help our country and to fight to keep us free, to make us free and keep us free. And when you come to the Lord, you're a soldier in the army of the Lord. And to be a good soldier, we have to be strong in grace. To be strong in the grace of God. We do not earn our position. We do not deserve it. But we have a chance to serve God. We have a chance to be part of the family of God. We have a chance to be known as a son or a daughter of God. And we gladly take our stand. We gladly take our place. We may just be a PFC. We may just be a private first class. We may not be a corporal or a sergeant. We may not be an E5 or an E7. But we are in the army of God. We may be one to just carry the water bucket. But that's all right. Whatever it is, we can do something for the Lord. Being strong in grace. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Train those who are faithful. To be a good soldier, we have to be willing to train others who are faithful. The things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. one of the things that has happened in the generation that we are living in now is that we are losing and have lost a lot of the old values, because either we didn't train those who are faithful, or those who we trained were not faithful enough to be trained. So even though we trained them and tried to pass along the things of God to them, they didn't take what we were teaching them. And so it just fell on deaf ears, or it fell by the way. It stopped being done and practiced. And if you take a natural, normal army and you train someone and they don't carry out your orders, or they're not trained properly, they're going to be beaten at the first sign of the attack of the enemy. And this is what happens. Even though the old-time power, the Holy Ghost, sanctified life, fire, baptized, healing, all these things are noted in the Scripture and they are known in the history of our churches, but a lot of times they've allowed to be slipped away because either we're not training those who are faithful, or those who are being trained were not faithful enough to be trained to start with. Those things that you have heard of me among many faithful witnesses, commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. That's what Jesus said in the Great Commission. He said to go into all the world, to teach all nations, make disciples of all ethnos, all people, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. In other words, train them. Train them to be disciples of the Lord. Train them. And you say, well, I don't like to go to school. It's not just school. It's a wonderful thing to learn how to serve God, to learn how to praise God, to learn how to worship God. And we do it by being in tune with the Holy Spirit. We do it by being in the Bible. And we do it by being around other believers who can fellowship together and who can love the Lord. And even when we cannot be physically together, we can get together whenever we can, Zoom room or Facebook, YouTube, whatever it is, we can come together and the devil cannot stop us because we're an army of the Lord. Train those who are faithful. And God is looking for faithful men and women, boys and girls that he can appoint in his army. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You notice that phrase in there that we're using for a subject, a good soldier. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. A good soldier has to be willing to endure hardness. General Washington marched, and his men were overwhelmed and overcome, but they endured and they fought through and they won the battle because they were willing to endure hardness. So many times as Christians, we're not willing to do what we need to do to endure hardness. The Scripture says over and over again, to be an overcomer. To be an overcomer is someone who overcomes. He overcomes the difficulties and things that are thrown his way. When you're drafted into the army or the service, or when you enlist in the service, they don't tell you all of what you've got to face. They'll ask you sometime, what would you like to do? You say, well, I'd like to be a jump. I'd like to be an instructor. I'd like to go into this kind of branch of service. They won't say, okay, you can do that. They'll say, well, okay, we'll put that down. They say, well, where would you like to go? Where would you like to serve? Would you like to be stationed? You say, well, I tell you what, I'd like to be stationed in Hawaii. Okay, and we'll put that down. So, man, you get excited. You think, maybe I'll be an instructor. Maybe I'll go out to Hawaii and be out there. The weather's nice. I can be stationed out there. Then they put you in basic and you go through boot. By the time you get through boot, they shave your head. You belong to Uncle Sam now. And you don't have to worry about it anymore. You forget about Hawaii. Hawaii, Hawaii, Hawaii. You forget about all that. You don't worry about that anymore because he owns you now. You're in the service. You're being trained. You know when to get up. You know when taps are sound. You know when reveille comes. You know when it's time to go to bed. You know when it's time to go to chow. You know when it's time to get in the medicine line. All these things are happening. You have to endure hardness. It's not going to be a piece of cake like some people think. They just join service so they can get better education. Well, it is an opportunity to get better education. If a person joins a service, they should be able to acquire an education, but that's not why you join. You join to be able to serve your country and to be able to fight for freedom if you're called on to do that. And that's what we are in the Army of the Lord. We're not here just to get food stamp check every week. We're not here just to get a free gift. We're not here for everybody to like us. We're here to endure hardness if we're called on to do so. It doesn't matter what the devil does. The hell-going devil cannot do anything to a soldier of Jesus Christ to cause him to cave in and give up. We might have a hard time. Our feet might bleed. We might have setbacks. We may lose a battle now and then, but praise God, we've already won the war. A good soldier of Jesus Christ will endure hardness. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. If you're going to war, you cannot worry about your things back home, because it'll drive you crazy. He that warreth entangleth not himself with the affairs of this life. You cannot worry about things at home. Don't worry about going home. Jody's got your gal and gone. Don't worry about going back. Jody's got your Cadillac. You can't worry about any of that. You got to put yourself to the assignment at hand, and you cannot worry about things around you. You got to worry about and be focused on the assignment at hand. No man who wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life. Somebody else has to handle things back home, because you're enlisted in the army, and the same way it is with the army of the Lord. We're not here to settle Washington. We're not here to settle Raleigh. We're not here to settle Charlotte. We're not here to settle Moscow or London. We're not here to settle all the problems out in LA and Portland and Minnesota and all these places that are going crazy. We're not here to settle all that. This is not our kingdom. If it were, we would fight to restore our kingdom. And the United States government, brothers and sisters, we need to do what is necessary to restore law and order. Absolutely, we need to do what's necessary to restore law and order to our nation. And that's what we need to do. We have a vote for it, and we vote for it, but that's not our task. Our task in the family of the Lord is to focus on the Great Commission, to focus on living the Christian life and showing others how to live the Christian life. And we cannot be involved in the affairs of this life to the point where it takes us away from the Lord, because we want to please Him who has chosen us to be a good soldier. Commit yourself to pleasing the captain. Instead of telling the captain what to do, we're supposed to listen to the captain who tells us what to do. When the captain gives an order in the regular service, you're supposed to say, "Aye, aye, sir." You're not supposed to gauge out and see if you can overthrow his authority, and he really don't know what he's doing. He really don't know what he's talking about. And you're certainly not supposed to raise up a lawsuit to try to sue the military because you didn't like what they told you to do. If you're given an order what to do, you're supposed to do what you're told to do. And that's the way it is in the spiritual army. Instead of trying to interpret Scripture in such a way that we don't really have to do what our Lord said to do, because if we don't like that translation, we can find us another translation, a loose one that will give us the ability and the freedom that we think that we can just get around somehow carrying out the Great Commission. We don't have to say hell. We can say Hades. We can say some other word. We don't want to offend nobody. You don't have to say homosexual. You don't have to say lesbian. You don't have to say abortion. You don't have to say it's murder. You can say some little softy thing that won't offend anybody. But the Bible still says hell. The Bible still says hell. It still says heaven. And there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And the Bible still teaches righteousness and holiness and judgment. We have to please the captain. He is the one who has chosen us. Now, we may have decided to follow Jesus, like the song said, but our captain is the one who has chosen us to be a soldier of Jesus Christ. When we came to the Lord, we didn't have a chance, but He gave us a chance. He gave us an opportunity that we never would have had before, and we're in the family of God. We're born again. Our sins are forgiven. Our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We have an opportunity that people would die for but you don't die for it. You can live for it too. That is to serve God. We have a chance to serve Him. We have a chance to do good. We have a chance to bless His name. And we want to please our captain. Jesus is the captain of our salvation. He's the captain of the army. And He tells us what to do. And we say, aye, aye, sir. Is there anything else I can do? If a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. Even if you're talking about playing games, or if you're being in a contest, you got to do things in the right way. You have to go by the rules. If you're going to be a good soldier, you cannot make up your own rules. You got to go by the rules, not break the rules. And this thing out now caused good trouble. Brothers and sisters, there ain't no such thing as no good trouble. All trouble is bad. Cause good trouble. And they come out here saying these things about every city and every town. Let us burn the precincts down. They get these college gals out here who ain't got nothing else to do, and these women who are rebelling against authority, and men too, and they don't have a purpose, they don't have direction, they don't have a job, and they get out here causing trouble. We need to be in the army of the Lord. If you want to join a good army, join the army of the Lord. Don't break the rules. Go by the rules. They say rules are made to be broken. No, rules are really made to go by. Go by the rules. If you're going to strive for mastery, be in a contest, run a race, you can't just go to the finish line and say, here I am. You got to run the race. You got to do it lawfully. You got to do it in the right way. Go by the rules, don't cheat, and never give up or quit. What makes a good soldier of Jesus Christ is he never gives up. He never quits. You got to have grit to stay in there. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, the devil cannot do anything to cause you to quit. You got to settle that in your mind. You got to settle that in your heart. In the regular service, what do they say? They will die standing, but they will not quit. The only way they'll fall down is if they die. They won't fall down giving up a fight. They'll still keep on, and they will not quit. This Japanese soldier was found some 30 years after the war is over, and he was still fighting. He had not heard that the war was over. So he was still fighting and causing trouble, and nobody told him the war was over. So the last order he got, he was still going by the last order he got. He went into town, and someone finally talked to him, and they told him the war was over, and somehow he got the news of it. But that reminds me of what our Lord, what's the last order he gave us? And he's spoken to us many times in my life and your lifetime, and the Azusa Street Revival people and all these holy people that live before us, he's spoken to people. But as far as giving an order, what kind of order has he given us? He hasn't changed the order. The last order he gave, teach them to observe what I told you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. These signs will follow those who believe. Go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized will be saved. The signs will follow the believers. They will speak with new tongues, cast out demons, be protected from deadly things, lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover. Go to Jerusalem, seek the face of God. Tarry there till the promise of the Father comes on you. That's what he told us to do. The last order he gave us is still in effect. The Great Commission is still in effect. And you carry out the gospel. You carry out 1, 2, 3, 4, up, 2, 3, 4. You march, and we don't march in the streets and cause troubles. If you want to march, march in the army band of the Lord. How do you do it? You don't have to get out and march in the street. You can march on Facebook. You can march on YouTube. You can march on the radio. You can march on the television if you can afford it. You can march on the printed page. Get the word of God out. Every how you can do it. That's his order that he gave us. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruit. In other words, be proud and enjoy your accomplishments. When someone says, thank you, Mr. Veteran, thank you, Lady Veteran, for what you've done for our country, don't be ashamed of it. Be proud of it. Be proud of your accomplishments. Enjoy your accomplishments. Any benefits that you can get, you take those. You enjoy those because you deserve them. And that's what he said here. The husbandman who takes care of the vineyard is the one to be the first partaker of the fruit. Enjoy your accomplishments. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. In other words, let maturity grow from your experience. The worst thing we can do is to be experienced and be an old soldier and yet do some of the most stupid things that you could do. Let experience produce maturity. Let maturity grow out of your experience. Let the Lord give you understanding, he said. Consider what I say, and the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. The thing that sets the spiritual soldier apart from the other kind of soldier is the resurrection. Without the resurrection, we would be hopeless. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. The apostle said, I'm bound in chains, but the word of God is free. They can tie me up. They can try to do what they can to stop me, but you'll never stop the word of God. Fight for the high and noble cause of freedom. And it's compared here to the resurrection and the gospel. This is my gospel. Oh, I don't own it, but it's committed to me. It's your gospel. It's the church's gospel. It's the Baptist's gospel, the Pentecostal's gospel. It doesn't belong to anyone in particular, but it belongs to all of us. It's committed to us. Paul said, this is my gospel. Jesus was raised from the dead according to my gospel. If my gospel and your gospel doesn't contain the virgin birth, the power in the blood of Jesus Christ to save, and the power of the resurrection to raise the dead and heal the sick and cause the blind to see and the lame to walk, if our gospel doesn't contain that, it's not the right gospel. Our gospel is the same gospel that Jesus had. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. You got to be willing to endure. Be willing to sacrifice for the benefit and good of others. We're fighting in the spiritual army of the Lord, not for ourselves, but for the benefit and good of others. That's why we do what we do. That's why we're in this thing, not just for ourselves, but to please our Lord and to bless others, to cause others to enjoy freedom, the same freedom that we have, the same freedom that our kids have had. We want this generation coming up to have the same freedom that we have, but it will not happen if we don't stay true to Christ. We must keep on marching in the army of the Lord. We want to please Him who has called us to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity to share this word with your people. And I pray today that you would encourage our hearts. Help us to keep on marching, to keep on trucking for the Lord. Help us to keep our equipment up. Help us to put on the whole armor of God. Help us, Lord, to have that helmet of salvation, to have the girdle of truth, our feet shod with the gospel boots, to have the shield of faith, and that helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, to pray always for everybody in the Spirit. Lord, I thank you that you've given us all the equipment we need. You don't charge us. We do not go to war at our own expenses, but you paid all the expenses for us. You furnished all our equipment. You furnished everything we need. You've given us all the chow that we need. You've given us everything that we need. And I pray, Lord, that we would do the job to be faithful to you till you come again. In Jesus' name, amen. You have been listening to a sermon from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. The title has been, A Good Soldier. Make sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior, you know Him as your Lord, and you're enlisted in the army of the Lord. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.